Hey NetSuite listeners, welcome to the NetSuite Podcast. I'm Ian McHugh, a co-host of this podcast and Senior Content Marketing Manager at NetSuite. Today my colleague Adam Mayo is joining the show to share what's new in the latest release of NetSuite OpenAir. Adam is a vertical product manager for services at NetSuite, working with development teams to help shape the OpenAir product roadmap. First, Adam shares what's new in the world of projects and services-based businesses and how these shifts are impacting them. He also provides a quick overview of what the OpenAir platform does and how it helps these organizations. He then digs into new features in OpenAir 2024 Release 1 that help boost productivity, increase usability throughout the application, and expand the system's mobile capabilities. Adam explains how improvements to the Project Center, a new shortcuts feature, and the latest version of the OpenAir mobile app will all help customers get more out of the software. To wrap up, he shares his favorite new feature in OpenAir 2024 Release 1 and how listeners can learn more about the release. Stay tuned, because all of that and more is coming up next.
You're listening to the NetSuite Podcast, where we discuss what's happening within NetSuite, why we're doing it, and where we're heading in the future. We'll dive into the details about the software and the people at NetSuite who are behind all the moving parts. We'll also feature customer growth stories, discussing the ups and downs of running a company and how one integrated system can help your business continue to scale.
So Adam, we've talked a lot about the priorities of services and project-based companies on past podcasts, but from your perspective, what are some of the latest trends and shifts affecting services businesses, and what's kind of top of mind for them today?
Yeah, and speaking with a lot of companies within the services space, really looking at optimization and more so through efficiencies and how they manage their projects, making it easier to not only kind of work through the project, staff resources, but be able to make changes with tools in place to allow their teams to do so, but also to predict where projects may be going off the rails, so to speak. Also, we're seeing a bigger focus in kind of standardization of those processes, again, related to scheduling projects, managing the day-to-day. And a lot of that is there's still a fair amount of merger acquisition activity within the services industry. And so really, even within one company, how they manage a project or staff a resource can differ from location or divisions within there. And now if you bring on a new company, trying to standardize on all of those. And really the idea is, how do we make each of these teams that we're onboarding more productive? Again, do they have the tools in place to manage the resources, staff resources, but also having kind of more of a level playing field across each of those business units so that they're analyzing the results appropriately.
And we hear about how it can kind of be challenging to run a services businesses efficiently if you're not using some sort of PSA solution like OpenAir, which we'll be talking about today. But for those that are kind of new to NetSuite, or maybe you could just use a refresher, could you start by just sharing what OpenAir is and what it can do?
Yeah, so OpenAir is a professional services automation solution. And really, when you think about it, it runs the entire operations of a project-based services company. And so that's from setting up projects, building out the project plan, phases and tasks, milestones, scheduling out the resources, and not only just adding somebody, but being able to track their skills, their expertise, factoring in their availability, costs, billing rates, so that we're staffing appropriately, entering time and expense reports, both through our web application, and there's a mobile app as well, and then all the project accounting that goes along with it. And that's from setting up how you bill out the project, producing an invoice to send out to the customer, recognizing revenue through a series of different, again, rules that we can configure, and then analyzing the data. So all the reporting and dashboarding that goes along with running a business, from project profitability, utilization reporting, billing, resource forecasting, is all included.
And what kind of distinguishes OpenAir from other PSA or professional services automation applications that NetSuite offers, for example, Suite Projects?
Yeah, so Suite Projects is directly on the NetSuite platform and really has some of the similar capabilities, but really where we start to differentiate is Open Air One can be implemented standalone. So for some companies where they're maybe not ready to fully change out their entire tech stack, Open Air can be placed in to, again, run all of the services operations and integrate to their existing systems. But also when we're working with customers that are leveraging both NetSuite and Open Air provides robust capabilities. So from small to quite large services companies and with all of the different requirements that they may have, especially as you kind of grow as a company and get more sophisticated, Open Air is going to provide a lot of different options and functionality to meet the needs of those types of companies.
What are some of the typical benefits, let's say, a customer sees with Open Air? You mentioned some of the capabilities, but what are some of the key things that people see once they start using Open Air that makes it, a good investment for them?
Yeah, so really, it's providing, again, some what I talked about earlier around the standardization and efficiencies. So allowing a single spot to enter and track projects. And now if I manage a group of project managers, or if I'm a VP of services or executive level, I'm able to see across their entire portfolio. And so that is my single source of truth to understand where the business is going. If we're staffing resources on our projects and we're defining how we're billing out those projects, I now have more detailed forecasting, both from a billing and revenue perspective as well. And again, not just for my individual project, but with the company using it across the entire team, I have that across everyone so that, again, I can have more prediction looking at things like our backlog, again, revenue forecasting, our capacity. So understanding, do we have enough resources? I can look at, well, here's all the projects that we have, maybe even including some that are close to being signed on, what we've staffed for resources and where we don't have enough resources to fill that demand. And so now that's going to help influence our hiring patterns as well. So providing a lot of that capability directly within the application.
Awesome. Thanks for that background. So April is kind of the big release of NetSuite Open Air. It's 2024 release one is the newest version that's about to come out. How do some of the new features in Open Air 2024.1 align with some of those trends and priorities you touched on at the beginning of this podcast?
Yeah, I mean, we're always looking at the industry and trying to focus on trends, also talking with customers and even prospects out in the field to really gather all of that type of feedback. And really with every release, we kind of focus on key themes, and we're focused on allowing our customers to be able to easily manage the entire project lifecycle. We say we want our customers to have profitable projects and be able to easily staff out those resources as well. And so those will, some of the key areas that we're taking a look at, we want to, again, increase focus on productivity and efficiency, like I was mentioning. So especially as it kind of relates to project managers leveraging what we refer to as the project center, which is in essence a single spot to build out their project with inline editing capabilities, having more visibility. Not only are they scheduling resources there and managing the project plan, but they can see actual hours. They can look at the cost and billing impact and make changes directly within there. And really that's kind of when they first log in, that's what they're going to start their day on typically. So that's a big area of focus each and every release. We're also really thinking about usability across the entire application. How do we make it as seamless as possible for someone to log in, get what they need to do done, and then move on with their day, which is typically working with their customer. They just need to know what tasks I'm working on. I need to enter my time, maybe enter expenses, and then move on. As a project manager, I need to know what projects are at risk potentially, or what needs updating, who do I need to schedule, and again, move about my day. So looking at how we can improve that overall usability is key. And then, as you'd imagine, having a mobile workforce, again, we're talking typically about consultants out in the field, billable resources. And so if they're on site with customers, meeting them and doing the actual billable work, being able to quickly open up the app, enter time, enter expenses, and being able to then again move about their day. So really focus on the mobile capabilities as well.
Yeah, so let's dig into each of those a little bit more. You talked about some enhancements to what we call the Project Center. They're going to help project managers boost their productivity and efficiency. What's kind of new in this release with the Project Center and with the capabilities for project managers that's going to help give them a boost, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, we really want to make staffing and replacing resources more efficient. Often project managers, they have the ability to staff resources directly. You know, they're managing the project. They don't necessarily need to involve a resource manager. Now, we certainly support the model where you do have maybe a two-step process, but in many cases, I can go in and find the resource and select them and put them on my project. So we wanted to minimize the amount of clicks so that as I'm building out my project plan and I know I need a staff consultant or I need a technical consultant, not only just placing that generic resource on there, a placeholder, being able to now find the resource, be able to see their availability directly from the Project Center. So in this release, we've added a resource search directly in Project Center. And so as I'm finding that generic placeholder, I open up my search, pops up in line for me. I'm able to select what type of role I need. So if there's any additional skills, even down to the attribute level, you know, not only do you know JavaScript, but you're an intermediate level. So being able to apply those types of characteristics so that I can find that resource, and it's going to open up a grid-like view where I can see everybody that matches that criteria and then their availability. So again, oh, Ian might be a great fit. Unfortunately, he's fully booked. So now I need to go find the next resource, and that's directly displayed within there. Select them. So really, making the staffing process a breeze, and we're helping to ensure that they're keeping their resources productive, making sure people aren't on the bench, but also we're not overscheduling and overutilizing their resources.
So to sum it up, it's kind of all about finding the right person for a particular job as quickly as possible and as easily as possible.
100%.
NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system, is everything you need to grow all in one place. Financials, inventory, HR, and more. Make better decisions faster so you can do more and spend less. See how at netsuite.com/pod.
You also mentioned usability as an area where customers or users are going to see some improvement in this release. What's kind of new in OpenAIR to help with usability?
Yeah, so one big thing is just general navigation. And again, I talked about efficiency, probably said it multiple times on the podcast today, but we really want to minimize clicks the users have. And so we've introduced shortcuts. So basically on every page within OpenAIR, I can save that as a shortcut. And that's going to now be available to me. With a single click up on the top right, I see all of my favorites, and whether that is a list of my in-progress projects and going into that portfolio view, accessing my current timesheet, even to a specific record, you're able to save all of those as shortcut links and even including external links. So out to other pages outside of OpenAIR so that, again, hey, these are the things that I need to focus on. I log into OpenAIR, I have my home dashboard, I can see my charts and graphs and reminders, but now I can, or these are the three things I need to go to get those steps done within OpenAIR. So really looking forward to introducing that in the application. I was also discussing the resource search in Project Center, but there's some additional usability improvements that we've made within the Project Center. So as you can imagine, again, if I'm scheduling out longer projects, I have multiple phases and tasks, you start to kind of lose real estate on the screen. And so we've really made it much more easier to navigate horizontally from a scrolling perspective and moving the vertical divider so that I can quite easily see, okay, these are the phases tasks and then scrolling through. And then if I have a project that's lasting months or even a year, let's say, I can quickly go out and see all the different resources that are booked out onto that project. So again, really just enhancing that overall experience. Also, we provided the ability to update notes directly in the project center, whether it's on the project, the phase, task, milestone, or even the booking, which is what we've scheduled the resource to do. So you can be able to easily access that. Again, really that focus of, I don't really need to navigate out of this area. I'm on the project center as a PM and I can update everything I need and have visibility. We've also improved moving off of the project center, our help center, just to make it easier to access documentation and kind of refresh the look and feel, as well as from a security standpoint, added two-factor authentication. So just more compliance and making it more secure from a login perspective when accessing Open Air.
Yeah, cool stuff. I definitely see how the shortcuts in particular stand out to me as something that could, you know, be a big help to not only a project manager, but really anyone using the system to help them find what they need that much faster. So cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be unique for each person that logs in. So yeah, you, by role, you typically have kind of the ones that are more relevant to what you're doing on a day-to-day. So yeah, definitely it's going to be across the user community.
Yeah. Very cool. And then last thing you mentioned was some enhanced mobile capabilities. So like you said, a lot of consultants, a lot of people that work for services and project-based businesses are on the go. They're traveling, they're on site, whatever it may be. There's some new features, I believe, with Open Air Mobile. Can you dive into some of those new features and kind of the value that they offer to customers?
Yeah, absolutely. And probably just want to mention too, for those that haven't seen it, we over the past several releases have completely overhauled the mobile user experience, how you enter expenses and take pictures of receipts and add those to your expense report, and how you enter in time has been completely been optimized, and really trying to utilize the real estate, which is more limited, of course, in a mobile app, to make it easy to kind of see what projects you have in your weekly timesheet and adding hours accordingly. And with this latest release, we're building off of that and being able to create time entry and expense drafts. So if you aren't able to get connected to the internet, but you do need to capture the picture of a receipt, jot down the notes, record time that you were working on site with a customer, as an example, that can now easily be done within the new user interface on the mobile app. And then there's also drag and drop as far as I've recorded my time, let's say, over the past few days. It's going to show me those that I've recorded, and then I'm dragging it onto the projects, the tasks that I worked on for, again, a given time frame, typically that weekly view that you have for your timesheet, as well as improving the overall dashboard components on that mobile device. So again, really kind of continuing to evolve and build out the capabilities on mobile.
And is this app something that any customer can just go to the App Store on their Android or Apple phone and download and log in? Is it that simple?
It is. Yep. So both available on the App Stores for iPhone and Android. And they'll have to log in with their user credentials and then away they go. And again, it's going to, of course, respect their security role that they have. And so that if they're only limited to what projects they're working on or however that's configured, depending on the customer's environment, but it's that simple.
Great. And Adam, one thing that just kind of came to mind as we are talking through this, how does the product team decide what new features are going to be in each release? Is this based on customer feedback, on what you're seeing in the market, maybe a combination of those factors?
Yeah, definitely all of the above. So really it's, strategically, we have a roadmap as far as kind of outlining the overall strategy. And that's essentially kind of worked up internally. We have key stakeholders from our professional services team that's implementing the product, our solution consulting team that's demoing the product, of course, the product managers that are working on new features and enhancements, and then other stakeholders that are looking outside the company. So taking direct customer feedback, even what we see in deal cycles with prospects and things that we're hearing. Certainly we have a partner community as well that sells, but also implements the product and they'll have ideas that get passed along. So we're really trying to kind of compare the overall strategic roadmap with things that we're hearing and, oh, we could do this better, or some direct feedback that we've received from customers and be able to build off and pivot while still maintaining the overall strategy. I mentioned earlier, we have those overall key themes that we want to continue to build towards and not just really something half-baked. We want to be able to have something that is going to be completely usable based off of what we started off on day one and make sure we meet the objectives of what we set off to build. So again, a little bit long-winded there, but there's a lot of different inputs, and then it's really tying it back to the overall strategy to help drive that roadmap.
Great. And just looking at this release and the features you walked through, is there any one that stands out to you as maybe your favorite or the one that you really see making an impact, or just one that you think is going to be something that customers are like, oh, this is awesome. This is something I've been looking for, something that's really going to help me.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll go back to the two that I mentioned before. The shortcuts, maybe it seems like something that is a no-brainer, but I really think that's going to provide a lot more usability and just reduce clicks. You know, there's certain areas where, oh, I always have to go update this rate card. And one thing, you know, I think we do focus a lot on the project managers and consultants who are using the system certainly a lot. But from a finance perspective, we have a lot of folks in the accounting office that are accessing it because we're setting up billing and revenue. And there's certain set of components that if I can have shortcuts to quickly update some of that information based off of, again, my daily functions, that's going to go a long way. So I really do think that's going to help improve navigation for our customer base. But again, going back to the project center, the advanced resource search is going to be huge. It's something that, you know, today, typically, you know, we can go in and build out and staff our resources. If I know the person, I can select them. But if I need to go out and do a search, I do have to open up a new tab and then you run my search, then go back and you know, replace that resource essentially. This is going to be all within the project center. So really, it's going to be that simple to go in, see, okay, I have this person that that was booked. I need to swap them. I need to find their next available person. Pop open my search. Oh, I want this skill. Then it's going to, again, show me that availability. So just making it much more robust, intuitive in how you're building out and then managing the project.
Good stuff. All right. And it's, you know, great to see the continued investment in open air and hear in more detail about all these new capabilities. So to wrap up here, what are a few ways that listeners can learn more about open air 2024.1 and what the new release includes?
Yeah. So we have a blog post that they're able to access from the NetSuite Resource Center. Also, for anyone that is logged into Open Air, up on the top right, there'll be a little what's new icon that they can click into and access the release notes. Those are also available in the Help Center, as well as Suite Answers. There is a recording on the new features that's available within Suite Answers as well. And be sure to check out the refreshed Open Air website. And again, multiple places to go find out what's new within the application.
Awesome. Yeah. And I'll be sure to put a link to that blog in the notes for this episode if anybody wants to check it out. But with that, I think that's just about it. So thanks so much, Adam, for walking us through the new release of Open Air.
Happy to do so. Thanks a lot.
Since consultants and other employees who work for these types of companies are often on the go, the new mobile capabilities seem like they could be especially useful. Open Air is one of those applications with so much functionality that can address a lot of different use cases, and it's great to see continued investment in the product. I want to extend a thank you to Adam for joining us on this episode of the podcast. I also want to thank our editing crew at Oracle and, as always, all of you for tuning in. If you want more episodes just like this one, make sure you subscribe to our channel and give us a rating and review. Thanks so much, and we'll talk soon.
You just listened to the NetSuite podcast. Be sure to tune in every week with more NetSuite developments, stories, and insights into the benefits of one integrated system to help you run your business.